this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
I never thought the day would come that you and I would be alone. I've dreamed about this day so long. To you I dedicate this song.
That was Montreal's The Submissives from their forthcoming record, Do You Really Love Me? A 15-song collection of warped, lovesick pop. That was the song This Hum. Very good. Coming out soon on Fixture Records. And when I interviewed Tessa from Fixture a few weeks back, this was the band that she was most excited about. She was really get into it, Submissives, and it's great. I submit. It is lovely music for sunny summer days. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Exciting week here at the station. It's radio camp week, so there's lots of tweens and teens doing radio. Madeline and Jonathan, who work here, are leading the way, and the other day they had a Foley setup, so they were set up to do all sorts of sound effects like broken bones with celery and lightning and things like that. So fun times at the station. Also, we have a new station manager, Hugo Noriega, who's been the volunteer manager for the last couple of years, has just been appointed the new station manager here at CITR. So that's very exciting news as well. Speaking of music, we have some previews of shows happening this weekend. There's a big one at Redgate tomorrow night. But then I'm also going to debut a few songs, some new Lier, some new Future Star. And we're going to start off with some new Rennie Wilson. This is his Punk Explosion side project or main project now. I don't really know. But anyways, it's called Punk Explosion. And we're going to hear this new single called Goblin Pin. Yeah, here we go. Here is Rennie Wilson on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
right. That was Ottawa's Steve Adamick Band from their new record, Graceland. That was the song Through My Fingers. Good stuff. Before that, we heard another Ottawa band. They're called BB Cream. That was from their self-titled album. That was called Heroine. Heroine, as in the feminine hero. Before that, we heard Punk Explosion from Montreal featuring Rennie Wilson. That was the song Goblin Pin. Very good. Let's shift gears a little bit and get a little more twee. Selena Kurtz, formerly of Kidnap Kids and probably some other bands I can't think of right now. Only a Visitor, that's another one. Her solo project is called Future Star, and she's just put out she's just posted the album online. It's called Try Hard, and there's a whole bunch of songs up there. They're great. I played one last week that I didn't know was on this new album, but turns out it is. So we're going to hear her song Movie Life. This is Selena Kurtz, a.k.a. Future Star, from the new record Try Hard. Here we go.
Me a lover and I'll write you back now.
right, that was Hamilton, Ontario's band called Jaunt from their new EP. It's called Chat. That was the song Gentle Reminder. Before that, we heard Regina Saskatoon's Andy Schauf from the album The Party. That was the song The Magician, nominated for the Polaris Prize. It's on the shortlist, one of 10 records to be shortlisted. U.S. Girls on there, which I'm very excited about. Basha Bulat, very good too. Carly Rae Jepsen, White Lung, Black Mountain. So yeah, some actual West Coast representation, which is nice to see. And yeah, I was very happy to see U.S. Girls there, keeping it weird. At the top, we heard Future Star from her new record, Try Hard. That was the song Movie Life. This Friday, tomorrow, amazing record is going to be at, or amazing show happening at Redgate. Julie Dwarin is going to be headlining, but then also with her are Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Construction and Destruction, Nick Ferrio, Jay Arner, and Supermoon. So it's going to be a heck of a show. It says that it's starting at 7, which seems really early, but who knows? Maybe it is. It'll be a pretty great time. So make sure to get there and join me up front. We're going to be shaking it. Yeah. So I'm going to play a bunch of those bands to get you all pumped up for that, starting with Julie Dwarin. This record is 10 years old now, which is astonishing. I can wonder what you did with your day. This is a song called Borrowed Minivans. I'm sure lots of those zigzagging across the country these days. And I remember very distinctly the old station, Thunderbird Radio Hell, special session with Julie Dwarin. She's done a few of those, and requesting the song and seeing her perform it live. So great. All right. So let's give a listen from 2006. This is the song Borrowed Minivans. Here we go. Here is Julie Dwarin.
With all the drunken hands in flight, so take me. Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so...
All right, that was Construction and Destruction from a split 7-inch they put out a couple years ago. That was the song My Heart, My Heart. Before that, we heard Supermoon, a track off their new album Playland, which is double 7-inch. Super cool. That was the song Stories We Tell Ourselves About Ourselves. And there's a really wonderful video that accompanies this song. Art Attack is not something I was familiar with, but it's sort of, as far as I can tell, you create art, and then when you are above, if you fly a drone over it, you can tell what it is. I don't know. But that's what they do in this video. They create some beautiful fabric art at New Brighton Park. Good. Jay Arner from J2 was before that. The song Earth to Jay, that record also out now on Mint Records. Before that, Adrian Teacher and the Subs from his new record, Terminal City. That was the song Weird at Shows. And at the top, Julie Dwarn from 2009. I got that slightly wrong. The album I Can Wonder What You Did With Your Day, the song Borrowed Minivans. All of those bands and some guy named Nick Ferrio, all playing tomorrow night at Redgate. Get down there early and often. Before that show happens tonight, Lié are going to be releasing their new record at Redgate as well. So we're going to give a listen to that. But before we do, we're going to hear the two bands that are opening for her. They're called Dumb and Crumb. Dumb is one of my favorite local bands. Near, one of the band members, is going to be leaving town, so I don't know what's happening to Dumb, but maybe your last chance to see them for a while. And Crumb, I don't know too well, kind of a hardcore sweethearts, I think that's how they were described. So we're going to give a listen to both of them, and then the brand new Lié song, which is very good. Here we go. Here is Dumb from their cassette Beach Church. This is the song 7-Eleven. Here we go.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Music, reggae music. It's tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Right, that was Lee from their new record entitled Truth or Consequences. That was Failed Visions, out now on Monophonos Press. Yeah. See them tonight at Red Gate. Before that, we heard Crumb and Dumb, both of whom are playing on that show as well. This weekend, the inaugural East Van Baseball League season comes to a close. It's something that's been brewing for a few years. I've been on the East Van Black Sox since 2014. And we played the Isotopes, punk rock baseball club. We've played there's been three championship games. Black Sox have prevailed twice. And this year, the league became a whole thing. Five teams: Strathcona Stevedores, Railtown Spikers, the Isotopes, Mount Pleasant Murder, and the East Van Black Sox. And the championships start tomorrow night. They're going to be happening at Strathcona Park. You should definitely check it out. It should be a lot of fun. There's a sauna bus there. I think there's going to be hot dogs and other things. It should be a very lively occasion. So Mount Pleasant Murder, who were the first place team over the year, they're starting out tomorrow night. And then my Black Sox have a game tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. or Saturday morning, which should be very interesting. And then everything goes till Sunday afternoon. So stop by Strathcona Park, maybe have a park beer, and check it out. So in honor of that, I'm going to play a few baseball-related songs, starting off with, no, not that song, one of the songs from the movie The Warriors. This is the Baseball Furies team by Barry DeVarzano. Oh, I really should have looked this up. Barry DeVarzano. Yes. Baseball Furies theme. After this, some Ben Gibbard celebrating Ichiro. And then my walk-up music from a band called The Main Source. Here we go. Here is the Baseball Furies theme. That was Ben Gibbard, formerly of Death Cab for Cutie, from his record Baseball. A record called Baseball. That was the song Ichiro's theme. Ichiro just hit his 3,000th Major League Baseball hit, which, if you add up with his 1,200 plus hits from Japan, makes him the most the most hits of among professional baseball players of all time. Ichiro. If I could model myself after one baseball player, I think it would be Ichiro. He's one of the greats. And before that, we heard Barry Dvorzon from the soundtrack to the movie The Warriors, one of my favorite late 70s New York set movies. That was the Baseball Furies Chase song. Oh, I'm losing it here. All right, I'm going to close out with a band called Main Source, rap group from the late 80s. This is from their album Breaking Atoms. Slight content advisory. There are some swears in the next song, so if you don't want to hear those, turn down the radio. And this is the song Just a Friendly Game of Baseball. Great walk-up music for a member of the Black Sox, and a great way to end this show. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you next week. Yes, have a good one. Bye.
Oh, shit. Another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Because to the cops, shooting brothers is like playing baseball, and they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam, and when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch. Plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let him shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops shooting me, I'm going out shooting them. And let him cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim. But dead is my antonym. And legally, they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. RBI, real bad injury. But don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. So the outfield, your guns, you're down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pockets stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watch the news for coverage on the game and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat or save the baseline for a beat. Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball. The brother went, the umpires or the government. I guess they kicked him out the game and replaced him with a pinch hitter. And the scammy was a quitter.
So the cops usually torment, I mean tournament. When am I was saying, you can't let the umpires hear you speak in battle like the other kids you won't be playing. Cause they'll beat you till your ass drop. A walking gun with a shell in his hand is their mascot. When you run around, let it be noted, step lightly. The bases are loaded, my man got out from three strikes. And the skull, but the knife he was carrying was dull. Instead of innings, we have endings. What a fine way to win things. And hot dog vendors have fun selling you the cat, rat, and dog on a bun. And when you ask what is all of this called, it's just a friendly game of baseball. You lowlifes, you take that, and that, and that. I'm here to protect and serve, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Disorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.